the military has extended the deadline for public input on its expanded training plan until January 7th. The environmental review spells out five areas that the Department of Defense is eyeing for training for its troops, but some in the community are worried about how far-reaching the impacts might be. Longtime Big Island resident Alyssa Ackerman-Slavin, who's been living with helicopter noise in the remote town of Javi, has collected some 2,400 signatures on a petition against the plan.
There is over 36 species of endangered animals within these five different regions on the different islands that the military proposes these actions. And there's, you know, lots of reasons to be concerned. The environment, humans, these endangered species, all kinds of reasons.
And you have had issues with some of the military's operations over there on the Big Island in the past. So your concern is that, what, you don't trust what they say?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. They haven't held to their promises with us in the past. And while I'm not anti-military or anti-training, these trainings would really change our island significantly, as well as the other islands. You know, we're talking about joint operations where they come in from the land, the sea, and the air, and making a lot of noise and right into our coastlines with all of our animals in our sea. And, you know, they're just very loud vehicles and things. It would be very, very disruptive.
And so explain the specifics of the complaint that you had in the past.
The complaint that I had in the past had to do with that they hadn't done a proper environmental impact statement. And we're a very small community, and we have little to no noise around. And they were going to bring these large MV-22s in, which are an Osprey.
The helicopters.
Helicopters, and they rattle and shake everything. And we're right, the Upolu Airport is right next to a marine sanctuary. And it's also a bird sanctuary out there. Mostly, I was concerned for the whales at that point and for our, the humans. And so we were able, as a community, to make enough noise where they did take us off to the point of just being emergency landings only. But they haven't stuck to that. When we made enough noise, I guess, as a community, they took us kind of off of the plan. And then they eventually settled with, I suppose, about 24 operations per year they would do at our Upolu Airport. But they didn't adhere to that.
What are your other objections?
Well, I have all kinds of objections. This one is the two proposed sites on our island, and like I said, they are proposing them, I believe, on five different islands, but I'm mainly focused on my island here, is both the sites are where a lot of people live, and so that's one concern. They're planning to use just our shorelines, and it's the two places are located on either side of our busiest tourist areas on the island where we bring in all of our income, so I'm worried about that. I'm worried about that tourists are going to be sitting on the beach and all these, you know, aircraft are going to be flying around. I'm worried for community quiet enjoyment. I'm definitely worried about the fish, the sea life, the coral, the reefs, the fishing. A lot of our community members are where they fish for a living, or they fish for their cultural aspects in their life as living here for many generations, and I'm worried about that. I'm worried about the airport and if they'll use the airport. Definitely worried about the 36 species of endangered animals that live in these environments, and I'm worried about the environmental justice of it all, that the military can just come in and take over large parts of our coastline and do whatever they want. These operations could be going on, you know, every day of the year. We don't really know. They've got it in there. It's very, very vague, the wording, and where they can do it and how long they can do it, and it sounds very major.
We understand, too, that there are communities on Molokai that have expressed some of that same fear and concern.
Yeah, and I look forward to trying to reach out to them this week. It's been kind of a mad rush to just get the signatures out there and to get something in writing to them. But I really look forward to trying to connect with Molokai and some of the other sites to see what their concerns are. I know we have some local Hawaiian community members that are worried about the cultural and historic sites that are on our island as well. And I think that we share the same concerns, and I hope that we'll be able to hui together to help each other.
Would it help at all if the military had a representative come to meet with the community?
You know, I do believe that's always a great first step. They did last time, and it was helpful, although, like I said, our community is a little bit leery because they did last time and then they haven't adhered to what they said. My goal is to show that there's community support. Ultimately, my goal is to get them to give us a little bit more time. I believe that I've reached out to a lot of organizations that I'd like to help disprove that this is, you know, not going to not affect us, I guess. I don't know how to say that, but that this, the DEA or the draft environmental assessment is saying that this is not going to affect our islands. And I truly believe that it is. And I think my goal here right now is to just get the word out to everyone. I think that it's been very lacking in getting the, they've been very lackadaisical about getting the word out. And that the community should have an opportunity to have some time. It took them almost 3 years to develop this plan, and it should we should have more than the 2 months. They extended it a month, but it's all the way, it's through the holidays, and it's just a very stressful time for everybody. A lot of people are gone, and I think we should have enough time as a community to really look into this and see how it's going to affect us.
We did reach out to Molokai's Walter Riddy, who explained the fears of the Native Hawaiian community and residents of the area.
The first concern is that nobody from the military came to say, hello, how are you? And then when we saw in the newspaper they're taking like half of our coastline on the south shore of Molokai, and on this south shore of Molokai is all of our fishing grounds, our fish ponds, all of our historic sites, and we're like, what's going to happen to these things? So we have all of these concerns that our subsistence lifestyle may be threatened by the United States military. And the reason we feel that is because of what they're doing to Pohaku Loa and what they're doing to the Waianae region at Makua and what they did to Kahoolawe. So that's the kind of visions that we have when we hear the military is coming to use our land. So until proven otherwise, they're unwelcome guests.
And did you folks submit testimony?
We're doing our homework. We're trying to find out what obligations they have as a public entity to talk to the people of Molokai. Do we have any 106 consultation requirements, cultural impact assessment requirements? All of those things were never done. So we're going to demand that those things be done.
And if they don't?
Then we'll be in their faces. We're going to go and protect our livelihood.
Yes, probably on Molokai, this plan was probably awakened a lot of old wounds.
It sure has, yes.
I mean,
Molokai was always involved with Kahoolawe.
Right. I mean, that island is still not whole. Kahoolawe is still not whole after that transfer.
No. So the military has a lot of explaining to do before they'll be accepted on Molokai.
Well, it sounds like the opposition is also growing on the Big Island as well.
That's great.
I mean, the concern seems to be everything from helicopters to drones to Navy SEALs, you know, because no one's quite sure what's all involved.
Yeah, you know, they have a vast continent they could go do their practices on. Why are they coming to the middle of the Pacific on little dots of islands to do their war games? You know, this doesn't make any sense.
That was Molokai resident Walter Reedy and Big Island Alyssa Ackerman-Slavin talking about their opposition to the military's plans to expand their training area across the state and the draft environmental assessment that is open for community comment. We had hoped to talk to a military spokesman about their plans, but they were not able to provide anyone for us to talk to. Again, that new deadline for public comment is January 7th.